Hello, good morning. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything and your answers will remain confidential. First of all, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Okay. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote, or I am not at all likely to vote.
I'm going to vote.
Very likely or definitely?
100%.
Okay. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
I'm 28, so whatever.
Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, will you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
And when voters go to the polls to vote for candidate for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will not be asked about some proposal that may appear on your ballot this November, and please indicate how you will vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
And will you say you are definitely voting no or probably voting no against?
Definitely voting no. I don't like taxes.
Okay. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Now in this, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
If it increases property tax, no.
Okay, is that probably no or definitely no?
Definitely no.
And now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowners about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No, it's $90 over 10 years.
Okay, and probably
no,
or
I mean,
definitely no.
Definitely no.
As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowners about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have four options. The first one is, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowners about $105 per year. The second one, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowners about $70 per year. Or the last two, I am fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowners about $90 per year. Or the last one, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. So, which comes closest to your opinion? The first one, the second one, the third one, or the last one?
I'm not entirely sure, I guess, which one, but my opinion of it is I'm fine with the proposal. I just don't see why it needs to cost us any money in taxes. Well,
but
why can't they just
specific on
do it?
Those four statements I just read, which come closest to your opinion?
If it raises taxes a penny, I'm against it.
Okay, is that okay? The last one. I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. And from the following list,
pay
which
enough
issue...
taxes already.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list. I have protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, improving local growth and infrastructure, controlling growth and development, making housing more affordable, reducing traffic and congestion, or the last three, improving public education and local schools, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety, or the last one, protecting water quality and water supply. I know all are important, but the most important...
Great, but the most important... probably reducing government spending.
Okay. Just let me record that. Thank you. And you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. And please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate it as well. Just three. The first one, Grand Traverse County Government. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Your city or township government? How would you rate them?
Somewhat unfavorable.
And the last one, Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Yeah, I guess very. I like trails.
Very favorable. And do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
Too fast.
And if approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Definitely trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust?
Probably don't trust.
And there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. The first one, to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space. Strongly approve that, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
To increase non-motorized transportation options? Strongly approve.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. To plan and construct new trails.
I'm sorry, you cut out.
To plan and construct new trails. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Somewhat approve.
And to promote local economic development?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. To promote health and wellness?
I guess I'm neutral on that.
Okay.
So.
To promote recreational opportunities?
Neutral.
And the last three, to maintain existing trails. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
To protect open space for residential and commercial development?
Strongly disapprove.
And the last one, to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
Neutral.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 50% now. Thank you so much for your time. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County. The first one or the second one?
Ensuring what's the first one.
Okay. And you will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Just four. And the first one, there will be a full public disclosure of all project spending. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less, or no difference.
Much more likely.
Much more. The last three, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Much more likely.
The last two, the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Much more likely.
The last one, a citizens' oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision-making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Much more likely.
Thank you. And now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, just somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all, as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one, $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. That was very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all.
So, how can, I'm sorry, convincing in what regard?
Convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal.
Okay.
It's very, somewhat
$7.58
per month. It's a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. That was very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all, to vote yes.
I guess it depends on where the money's coming from.
Okay, but in general, would you say that was very convincing, or somewhat, or not too convincing, or not at all?
I guess somewhat convincing.
Okay, the next one, Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trail are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all.
Not very convincing.
Not too convincing. The next one, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. Very somewhat not too convincing, or not at all?
Not too convincing.
The next one, trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Not convinced at all.
Not at all? Okay. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle. That was very somewhat not too convincing. Not at all.
Not too convincing.
This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Somewhat convincing.
And the last five, Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the country. Very somewhat not too convincing, or not at all?
I guess somewhat convincing.
Okay, the next one. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County Trail Network free from motorized vehicles, so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Very convincing.
And the last three, this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Very convincing.
And the last two, this proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Somewhat convincing.
The last one, this proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. And now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Still don't think they need to raise taxes in order to accomplish this.
Okay, and would you say you are definitely voting no or it's probably voting no?
Probably voting no.
And now, we're at 75% now?
You say definitely voting no.
Oh, definitely no? Okay. And now we're 75% again. Thank you so much for your time and for your patience. You will be giving some statement against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. The first one, there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. That was very convincing,
very convincing.
To vote no. Very convincing? Okay.
Yes, that is very convincing.
The next one, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth. Very somewhat not too convincing or not at all convincing to vote no.
Not at all convincing.
With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
I guess very convincing.
Okay. This proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Very convincing.
The last three, there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Not at all convincing.
The last two, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
Somewhat convincing.
The last one, this proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Very convincing.
Okay. One final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Vote no.
And would you say definitely or probably voting no?
Definitely.
Now you will be given a statement to complete in your own words, okay? The statement is, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
Raising taxes.
Okay. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. This is basically a last part of the survey. We're at 90%. And again, thank you for your time. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal. And the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mill for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage, beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If elections were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Does it raise taxes?
Actually, I need to read everything verbatim and more information is written here, but just based on what you just heard, will you vote definitely yes, probably yes, definitely no, or probably no?
Definitely no.
Okay.
And I haven't looked into it enough, but if it just says that funds that have already been allocated will be put towards the roads, then that's fine.
Yeah,
they're raising taxes, and I'm against it.
But more information is included here. But thank you so much for your opinion. I'm now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of who you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Someone else.
And with which political party are you affiliated? Republican, Democrat, or Independent? Or some other political party?
Other.
Can you please specify which party?
Libertarian.
Okay. Just let me record that. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Conservative.
And would you call yourself very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay. And do you own or rent the home that you're currently living in?
Rent.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
And what is your main racial background? African American or black, Hispanic, white, Caucasian, Asian, or other race not listed here?
Isn't white and Caucasian the same?
I think yes.
White.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.